In total, tens of thousands of dollars of compensatory and punitive damages were awarded to the people denied services at the hotel. Additionally, that discrimination suit means Indian Collective will receive its request of $1 from Retzel. In total, Retzel is now liable for 6 discrimination claims connected to the events of 2022. Regarding the assault claim against Sunny Red Bear, Retzel Corporation was found liable for Connie Urie's assault against her. Urie was also convicted in criminal court for that incident. For Nicholas Urie, the current operator of the Grand Gateway Hotel, his 2 defamation claims against Indian Collective were thrown out by the jury. The final claim regarding an illegal nuisance was found in favor of Urie and the hotel. That nuisance included a light projection displaying a, quote, eviction notice on the side of the hotel and the months-long protests that took place just off of the hotel property. In total, Indian Collective is ordered to pay $812 for that claim. The decision by the jury came after over 9 hours of deliberation and represents the end to the 3-year-long legal battle. For National Native News, I'm CJ Keene in Rapid City.